This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The scandal over British bank Standard Chartered is taking some interesting turns. This week, New York's financial regulator charged the bank with concealing transactions for Iranian clients, breaking U.S. sanctions against Iran. Standard Chartered could lose its New York license, which would be devastating. The affair is diverging from the storyline of other recent British banking investigations. And here with more is Christopher Wirth, covering the story for us from London. Hello, Christopher.
Hey, good morning.
In these other recent scandals, we had near-instant resignations at Barclays, complete contrition from HSBC. Not here. Sounds like Standard Chartered is coming out swinging.
Yeah, it would seem so, Jeff. You know, I want to play you two clips just to illustrate how bold an approach Standard Chartered is taking here. First one, here's HSBC's former compliance head, David Bagley, speaking in front of the Senate just last month after money laundering allegations against it.
HSBC has fallen short of our own expectations and the expectations of our regulators.
And here's Peter Sands, the CEO of Standard Chartered, speaking to the Financial Times yesterday about the money laundering allegations it's facing.
We were very surprised by the announcement by the New York Department of Financial Services on Monday. And we strongly reject both the position and the portrayal of the facts by the DFS.
So two very different responses there, Jeff. It appears Standard Chartered is considering taking legal action against the New York regulator for reputational damage.
And what's been the reaction in London to all of this, to U.S. regulators cracking down on all these British banks?
Yeah, well, I have to say the mood here is getting rather defensive. You know, there's a general suspicion around that, you know, there are all these overzealous American regulators trying to prove their mettle in the U.S. and are taking it out on British bankers. The mayor here in London, Boris Johnson, you may have seen photos of him recently dangling from a wire at an Olympic event. He is very protective of the banking sector in London, rightfully so. And he accuses U.S. regulators of being motivated by jealousy of London as a global financial center.
Christopher Wirth for us in London. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks.